T.G. Shepherd here, Rich. How you doing?
I am doing just great. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm just having my second cup of coffee, and the sun finally came out in Nashville. It snowed last night, but nothing stuck. But I'm ready for springtime, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're in Maine, and we have virtually no snow, so you can send a little of that our way. We'll take it.
No problem. I'll get it off to you today.
Appreciate that. Well, I have to tell you a quick story. The first song I ever played as a DJ on the radio was Devil in the Bottle back in 1975.
Oh, my God. You're telling how old you are now.
I was very young. I think I was three at the time. I was a prodigy. And I actually interviewed you. It's been a while. I interviewed you when you first signed with Warner Brothers.
You know what? I remembered the name. I think the same name we're going under, or is it?
Oh, it's mine. It's the one my mama gave me, so I've kept it all these years.
Well, it rang a bell when I looked at it today. I have had a conversation with you before.
So. Been a long time, yeah. but so great to have new music from you. You and Kelly sound so great together. Can you tell us how you came to record You're Still the One?
Well, Kelly and I had, we were in Las Vegas, and Shania was performing there about a year and a half ago, and we'd been thinking about doing a duet album. So we went to her show, and the show was fantastic. And afterwards, we caught ourselves humming You're Still the One around the house, in the car, or whatever. So about that time, we thought about maybe doing another duet album. We'd done one, Iconic Duets, years ago. So Kelly said, why don't we make a duet out of the Shania Twain song? It really lends itself to it. It's very romantic. And so we got in the studio, and it just, voila, it just kind of happened. And we released it as our new single, the first single off of the album that drops in April. And had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, and it sounds so great, and it's one of those, and you've always had such a great ear for good songs and how to make them even better, but you hear that as a duet, and you think, well, yeah, that song was born to be a duet.
You know, there are so many great songs done by single artists that would make great duets. You know, another song on the album that we did was a remake of the Kenny Rogers hit, Morning Desire.
Oh, wow.
And we went in and did that, and man, I can almost feel the steam off of the recording studio. It just kind of worked. But, yeah, I've always loved great songs that hit you in the heart, especially if you're a romantic, and I am. I'm married to a wonderful lady, and I'm blessed to be able to call her my wife.
Well, and I was thinking back on earlier in your career, and you have that ability that I think that the great singers all have, that you can take a song that's iconic, Solitary Man, Happy Together, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, and all of a sudden, it becomes a T.G. Shepherd song.
Wow, what a compliment. Wow, man. Thank you, Rich. I don't know. I always love those songs you just mentioned, so when I had a chance to record them, you know what? I think it's important for an artist to always try to make a song their own, although it might not be their song originally. And I have been fortunate to pick some songs that I did remix on that I've always been pleased with.
Well, I want to go back a little bit for anybody who doesn't know the backstory. You were working as a promo man at RCA Records along the way when you decided to start recording. And, well, you made a pretty important friend in the business and a label mate at RCA, right?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, I met Elvis when I was 15, and we became instant friends and stayed friends until the day he passed. And, yeah, I was a promo guy with RCA at the time, and he was my artist. I was touring with him later on after I met him when I was a kid. We got a chance to work together at the record company, and what a great friendship. I mean, he really kind of believed in me in the beginning, bought me my first tour bus, and gave it to me as a gift. Somebody the other day asked me, said, is the tour bus the greatest gift that Elvis gave you? And I said, no. The bus was the catalyst for the great gift he gave me, was the gift of confidence, because to believe in me enough to buy me a gift like that to kind of get me started. I couldn't let it down. It made me work harder, and it made me more confident. But that was the greatest gift. But what a great friend to have. Wow, he was incredible.
And you knew from a pretty early age that you wanted to be involved in the music business. What were you, 14 or 15 when you set off for Memphis?
Yeah, I was a runaway at 15, hitchhiked to Memphis when I met Elvis. And I don't know, my dad was strict. He didn't want music in the house. He was one of those guys that wanted me to, you know, work and not do music. But I knew what I wanted to do with my life. So I had to leave to be able to try to make it. And so I went set out on this journey that I'm still on, all these years later. And what a trip it's been. I've been very blessed and honored to do what I do for a living.
We're talking with T.G. Shepherd here on Downtown. Well, you, as a promo man, you tried to get all kinds of people and all kinds of labels to record this song that you just knew was a hit, and it's hard to believe now, all these years later, that nobody wanted Devil in the Bottle.
You know, another great story, because I love telling stories. I remember the day that I went to my mailbox. I had pushed it to every label and every artist. I went to my mailbox to pick up my Billboard magazine to see it at number one, okay? And I reached into the mailbox, Rich, and there it was, number one in Billboard. But in that same mailbox was a small package that had been returned to me from a major recording label that said, "We're sorry, at this time we do not feel that this is a commercial record." So in one hand, you are number one, and in the other hand, you got a rejection letter with the same song. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you believe strong enough in what you're doing, stick with it, because hopefully you'll get your shot.
Well, and you not only got your shot, but you made the most of it. I mean, I talked about you signing with Warner Brothers Records, and you'd been very successful before that. But then a string of hits that few have matched in the history of country music. Was it 9, 10 consecutive number one songs? I don't know how many top tens in a row. Airplay, not just on country stations, but crossing over to the pop charts too, with songs like I Loved Him Every One and Party Time and Only One You. And I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing a T.G. Shepherd song on the radio. And what was great is they all sounded different. You know, sometimes people will have a sound, but you made each song an individual effort. And I think that's why they've endured so long. And I'm coming in this morning. I was listening to Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM and heard Party Time. And I went, man, that sounds as great now as when I took it out of the package on a Tuesday morning back in 81.
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate. I always felt if I could have one or two number ones. I never dreamed that we would have 21 total number ones and 37 top 10. I still have to pinch myself every day. I mean, wow, I still can't believe it.
And I know you've talked about it, but what was it like recording with Clint Eastwood?
Oh, my gosh. Rich, I got to tell you, he was the most down-to-earth guy that I have ever had the opportunity to even meet, let alone record with. I mean, he was no ego. I remember the day I was standing in the studio waiting for him to pull up. He called me. I was performing in Lake Tahoe, and he said, "Will you fly in tomorrow and do a duet with me? We have a new movie called Sudden Impact, and there's a catch-all phrase called 'Make My Day.'" And I said, "Sure." And I'm waiting in the studio there in the lobby, and I expected this big entourage to pull up with 10 or 15 people. And he pulls up in a 55 Chevrolet pickup truck, one he used in Bridges of Madison County, the red Chevy. And he crawls out of there by himself and walks in and says, "Hi, I'm Clint Eastwood." And I said, "I know." And we spent 6 hours in the studio that day, and wow, it was a memory that I will never, and I will always treasure. I mean, what a super nice guy.
Well, and you recorded a wonderful duet with a friend of our show. She was just on with us a few months ago, the great Judy Collins.
Oh, she just performed in Nashville, and she dedicated the song to me sitting in the audience, and I just, wow, I melted. I mean, I mean, Judy is just one of those iconic singers that just lives on forever. And, you know, to be able to work with her and do a duet with her was an honor.
Now, your last solo album was Midnight in Memphis. You got another one in the works after the duets album comes out?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it. I don't know what I want to do yet, but I want it to be different. I don't know if I want to do just a solo album. It'll be a solo album, but I may do a tribute to somebody. There's some greats out there, and I love their music. So I may do a tribute album to one of my favorite artists. I'm just still trying to figure out what I want to do. But yeah, I'll be in the studio doing a new album this next year.
Yeah, I always think maybe it's because it's when I started in radio, but that period from, you know, the mid 70s through the end of the 80s, I look at as a golden era in country music. There was so much good music, so many different influences that came in. What do you think is the state of today's country music?
I love a lot of the music of today, and then I don't like some of it. I'm a storyteller. Which I love story songs that take me somewhere, and so I miss those type of songs. But I think country music today has reached a new audience that is so exciting. I mean, I look out in my crowds and see teenagers and 20-year-olds singing our songs that they learned from their moms and dads, and it's just really a wonderful time for country music. It's just exploded, and we can't keep up. I mean, we're on the road each week touring. And as I say, I invite anybody to go to tgshepherd.com and pick up our tour info. But no, it's an exciting time for country music. A lot of great new performers. I love Luke Combs, what he's doing. I'm a big fan of Little Big Town. I love their harmonies. I mean, and then again, I love the Oaks and the Gatlins, you know, so... It's a great time for country music.
Now, are you still doing your show on the Elvis Channel?
No, I left SiriusXM because my wife and I are getting ready to start our new podcast. It'll be a video streaming podcast, and it'll probably start sometime late spring, early summer. And I didn't have time to do both, so hopefully I'll return to SiriusXM on Prime Country sometime next year. We're hopeful of that. If we have the time for it with our podcast coming.
Well, you got so much going on. Again, TG out on tour. Let's see, later this week, Granbury, Texas, Houston. Then in March in Wisconsin, back to Richmond, Texas, Hackberry, Louisiana, Weirsdale, Florida. A lot of dates. Check them out again at the website, tgshepherd.com. But before you do anything else, with Valentine's Day coming right up, make sure you get yourself a copy and listen to this wonderful duet with TG and Kelly Lang, a great version of You're Still the One. It's so good to have new TG Shepherd music out there, and what a fun time it's been talking with you again after all these years.
Always, you know what, I want to pay you a compliment. You know, I do a lot of interviews with people, but there's very few that have mastered the art of conversation. And you, my friend, have. You're probably one of the best at what you do in our business, and I thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. TG, be well. Best to you and Kelly. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Okay, take care.